This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Complaints about nursing home evictions have caught the attention of federal regulators, who are now seeking ways to step up enforcement of the federal laws that protect residents of the nation's 15,000 nursing homes. In December, regulators sent a memo to state officials across the country who inspect nursing homes for compliance with federal standards, saying they would begin examining discharges that appeared to violate the rules. Many homes are doing so when patients are evicted for better paying because better paying Medicare is being replaced by Medicaid. After 20 hours of acrimonious debate, Greek lawmakers approved the formation of a parliamentary committee to investigate accusations linking 10 high-profile politicians, including two former prime ministers and the head of the central bank, to bribery by the Swiss drug manufacturer Novartis. U.S. Department of Education began releasing records on controversial higher education accrediting agencies that had approved colleges, many of them for-profits, right up until they went bankrupt. The DOE relented in response to a lawsuit filed by the Century Foundation, a public policy think tank. Federal judge rejected a bid by New York City drivers to certify a suit against Uber Technologies for alleged overtime and minimum wage law violations as a collective action, saying that almost all the relevant legal factors cut in the company's favor. Federal District Court Judge Shelley Dick halted the construction of the controversial Bayou Bridge pipeline across the Atchafalaya Basin in Louisiana. Black joblessness is still roughly twice the rate for whites. Even at the low of 6.8% recorded in December, it climbed back to 7.7% in January. The unemployment level for black Americans would qualify as a near crisis for whites, and the relative gains have not erased disparities in opportunity and pay. The state of Chihuahua, Mexico, has brought forward a case involving the illegal siphoning of millions of dollars in public money to fund PRI party political campaigns in 2016. The party chairman at the time has taken the rare step of filing a motion in court to seek an injunction to prevent his own arrest. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation, Movement, AMFM.